It's August 13th, and this is Tim Pitchell back for a procrastination boo. Much later in the day, procrastination boo delayed, but not procrastinated. Big difference. What a day. Barely got a chance to think. Had my, well, I won't get into it, but it was a busy day and put off the boo until now. So here's a question for you. Answer when you think about it, would you choose A or B? Here's the question. When I know I must finish something soon, A, I have to push myself to get started, or B, I find it easy to get it done and over with. People who answer A have something in common, in addition to procrastination, that is. Their projects, their tasks, their goals have a similar psychological profile, and they may aptly be described as state-oriented. So today I want to talk briefly about state and action orientation. The example item I just read to you is one of 90 items from the Action Control Scale constructed by Julius Kuhl. He developed this scale to assess individual differences in the ability to maintain and enact intentions. According to Kuhl's theory of action control, procrastination is a consequence of degenerated intentions, or something that he labels state orientation. If you chose A, I have to push myself to get started, you've got 1 point toward a state-oriented score. If you chose B, I find it easy to get it done and over with. Choosing B is a point towards the action-oriented scale. Action orientation is associated with what he calls metastatic or change-inducing mode of control in our lives, and this facilitates the enactment of an intended action. In contrast, state orientation represents a catastatic or change-preventing mode of control, in which the initiation and maintenance of our intentions is impaired, and intention enactment is hindered. And this is where we can argue procrastination comes from. This is a common approach in psychology, this dual approach. It's sort of referred to as cool as the gas and the brakes of our motivation system. Another way you can think about it is approach and avoidance. Well, in our own research group, we've had some research done on this, and Alan Blunt did this research a while back. And I won't get into the details. You can read about that if you want on the Psych Today blog at procrastination.ca. But just to summarize, what we found out was that state-oriented people have projects that they're not making much progress on, don't think they're going to succeed at, not feeling in control of, they don't feel typical of them, and they don't get deeply absorbed in them. And at the same time, these projects are described to others as boring and frustrating. We'd say that what we do on the next, and we're feeling guilty. So, what's going on there? The state-oriented people see their projects as boring and frustrating, and they feel guilt and uncertainty, and of course, they procrastinate. As well, state orientation individuals have projects that are lower in absorption, and control, and outcome and progress. So there's a real problem happening here in terms of these state-oriented people, and we see it not just in their procrastination, but how their whole project system works. Some food for thought for a Thursday night, and if you want to know more, you can read the whole posting on the Psychology Today blog, and you can get that at procrastination.ca. I'll talk with you tomorrow.